Praise the Lord. Well, I'm just going to talk to y'all a little bit about something I don't know, from Exodus 27, and I try to do my best here to watch the time, realizing that they're forecasting bad weather. You know what? God knows what's going to happen. But, you know, weatherman don't get it every time. Sometimes does. But they talk about certain chances and stuff. I think we could give some chances ourselves of rain or snow or water. But I've actually had a little bit of people asking me to teach a little bit about some things on the tabernacle, and I did back a little while ago, just kind of give a general overview on a Wednesday night. And I want to talk to y'all just a little bit about the brazen altar. And Exodus 27 and verse 1, it says, "And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, and the altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. The horns shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make his pans to receive his ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his flesh hooks, and all the fire pans, and all the vessels thereof thou shalt make of brass. And thou shalt make for it a grate of network of brass, and upon the net shalt thou make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And thou shalt put it under the compass of the altar beneath, and the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with brass. And staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Hollow with boards shalt thou make it, as it was showed thee in the mount, so shalt they make it." And I just want to talk to you a little bit about an Old Testament picture of Calvary. Many times we use object lessons to teach a spiritual truth. Jesus used parables to instruct people in his truth, and these were pictures to help us see the way God works. The tabernacle was a picture of God's way of redemption. It shows us the plan that God had for salvation. It wasn't an accident. Jesus' death was not something that just happened and we see a tragedy, but it was foretold in the Old Testament. If you really look at the book of Exodus and Leviticus, when it gets to talking about the tabernacle, it's all a book of prophecy in all reality, because it was foretelling what Jesus was going to do to bring about our salvation. And some people say, "Why study the tabernacle?" Well, we may understand the tabernacle to see God's plan of redemption. We can also see Christ in ourselves through this Old Testament object lesson. It's good for us to see that God is a God that plans and fulfill his plan in great detail. Amen. While some of the details may be seem boring to some people when they just read through it, God is interested in detail. Every hair on your head is numbered. And so we shouldn't be surprised when we see certain detail in the Bible. The obedience of Moses was stressed in this scripture. If there was a desire to modify God's plan, amen, it would have been in disobedience. He was to do everything in accordance to the plan that God had showed him on the mount. And I'll tell you the reason that God showed it was because it was a perfect picture of Christ and redemption that we're going to study about here in this little lesson. Our lives must be obedient in order for our lives to be a picture of Christ and salvation. If we're not obedient, we're not going to show and mirror the great things of the Lord. Let's talk about this altar that I read to you about. The purpose of the altar I believe I've read a couple of different definitions, but the one I seem to fall upon the most is slaughtering place. This was the place where sacrifices were offered unto the Lord for the purpose of either forgiveness of sins or total dedication. There were five animals that were sacrificed upon the altar. Five, if you study numerology, five is the number of grace throughout the Word of God. The sacrifices all spoke of Christ and His offerings that was given in God's grace for sinful mankind. There were five types of offerings upon the altar, and they were either offered for a sign of consecration of the law, unto the Lord, or sin's forgiveness. Can I tell you right now, God's grace will meet our needs, whether it's of forgiveness or of consecration. Amen. Jesus Christ was offered on the altar of God's sacrifice in total dedication, total consecration for our complete and total forgiveness as well. Man was separated from God because of sin, but the sacrifices made it possible for man to be forgiven. Calvary's purpose was to forgive sinners and to give them the ability to live a holy life. Amen. That's what the altar had a purpose in. It was consecration and forgiveness. And the cross of Jesus Christ not only gives us the ability to be forgiven, but it also gives us the ability to live a holy life. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, yet I live. Yet not I. Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live. Amen. Through the faith of Him that loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, the cross in its purpose was forgiveness and holiness of life. It's like this altar. Amen. The position of the altar was the first piece of furniture that one came to when entering that court. Amen. No man could proceed into that place where the glory of God was within the tabernacle unless they first had to pass by the brazen altar. And no man can proceed into the very presence of God unless that they go past Calvary and the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some may pretend to have a way to God without Calvary. Amen. But it falls short. No man will ever truly be in God's presence with God's blessing unless they go past the altar that God set up. Amen. No matter how intelligent the argument, if a person leaves out the cross of Christ, philosophy is meaningless. Amen. I say we glory in the cross because that's the only way into the presence of the Lord. Amen. The altar was easily accessible for those who would come to God. Amen. It was something there. And I realized there were some other qualifications of going into the holy place and the most holy place. Amen. But it was the most easily accessible of any of the pieces of furniture in the tabernacle and in the temple. And I want to say to you here that there may be some qualifications as far as even calling is concerned for preaching and certain other things. But when it comes to Calvary, everybody can come to Calvary. Amen. That, like that old song says, the ground is level at Calvary. Amen. The altar was the first thing that someone would see going into the tabernacle. The cross is the first thing that the sinner needs to see. Amen. When they come to church and when they get to thinking about serving God, amen, it must be exalted and Christ must be lifted up. Amen. For all the world to be drawn unto Him. The position of the altar shows the prominence of the altar. It was first. And I say that the church needs to give, amen, the cross of Jesus Christ, the preeminence. Hallelujah. Amen. And first, it was first in everything that people and the priests did. It's first. The cross must be first here tonight in what we lift up and exalt.
I believe that every Christian ought to thank God every day for the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Some have speculated that all the other pieces of the furniture, amen, that they had made for the tabernacle and for the outer court would actually fit inside of the altar when that they was, if they transported them. Amen. And the dimensions of the altar was big enough to put all the other things in it. But let me tell you something right now. Everything that we enjoy Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything that we enjoy fits in the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. I know there was the altar of incense. Amen. Speaks of prayer. The table of shewbread and all of these other things. And they're wonderful in and of themselves. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you didn't have the altar, you wouldn't have all of these other things. If there was no Calvary, we wouldn't have prayer. If there was no Calvary, we wouldn't enjoy God's word. If there wasn't Calvary, amen, we wouldn't be in the presence of God here tonight. Everything else, all the blessings of God fit in Calvary here. Hallelujah. Paul said, I will glory in the cross. Hallelujah. The pattern of the altar. It was made of shittim wood covered with brass or copper. Some say it was copper. I don't know. They called it brass, but amen. But it doesn't matter to me. Shittim wood speaks of his humanity. Amen. It's ordinary wood. It wasn't some special wood that they go out. It was just ordinary. And you know, amen, there was something ordinary about Jesus. Amen. He was a carpenter by trade. That's an ordinary trade. Amen. He didn't live in an extraordinary place. He lived in Nazareth. Amen. It seemed like Jesus loved the ordinary. Amen. He loved ordinary people. It seemed like ordinary folks flocked to him. Little children loved him. Amen. Poor people felt welcome by him. Sinner people felt welcome. He seemed ordinary. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. This wood also had a quality that would be preserved. Amen. Would not rot so easily and would not be taken up by insects. Let me tell you, Jesus was absolutely flawless. There was nothing, amen, that could eat away at his character. There was no sin that would defile him. In fact, even when he died, amen, death could not corrupt him. Amen. He did not see any corruption whatsoever. The metal that was overlaid on this wood speaks of the righteous judgment of God. Brass, amen, everywhere in the Bible speaks of God's judgment and God's righteousness. Amen. And so he was perfect in his righteousness, but he also took upon himself the righteous wrath of God, amen, to free us from our punishment, amen, of sin and wickedness. The Bible says it was 5 cubits square. Here we get the number 5 again. It was grace, amen, squared. Hallelujah. It was grace, amen, that's the number 5. And then it had 4 corners. It was 4 by 4, amen, but 5 cubits in the measurement. 4's the number of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. It speaks of God's grace, not just to the Jew, but to all the earth. Amen. There was horns placed upon each corner. Amen. And horns in the Bible, amen, speaks of the power of something. I mean, if you go, I can't go through all the scriptures, but horn in the Bible, it speaks of power and authority. They would take the blood of the sacrifice and put it on the tip of each of those 4 corners, of those 4 horns, those 4 tips. Amen. That speaks of the power of the blood of Jesus to all the world. Hallelujah. God's grace, that the blood of Jesus to all the earth is sufficient and powerful enough to save all mankind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, there's power in the cross. Amen. There's other specifications about the altar. Amen. There was a grate around the altar that would protect it from being kicked against by accident if they's taken these animals by. Many kick at the cross on purpose. I'll tell you, for all of their kicking, they can't do away with the power, and they cannot damage the work of God on the cross. The pans were used to carry the ashes away. This speaks as how through the fire, how thoroughly the fire consumed the sacrifice. Jesus Christ was also completely consumed by the wrath of God. The shovels, which were used to pick up the ashes and to keep the fire burning by piling up the coals upon the sacrifice. Jesus never drew back from the full sacrifice that must be made for our sins. It was a complete burning. It was a total consuming. He experienced the fullness of God's judgment upon himself. The flesh hooks were used to keep the sacrifice in the fire. Jesus would not take a drink of the drugs that they would give people on the cross to kind of deaden the pain. He wanted to stay in the fires of God's judgment, all for us. Fire pans were used to take coals to the altar of incense. Amen. And the zeal that the Lord had in saving our souls also makes it powerful and possible for us to pray as we should. The fire from the altar that spoke of Calvary lit the fires upon the altar of incense, which speaks of prayer. We can pray because Jesus died. Hallelujah. One of the things that touched me as I was studying this, and amen, was that man built the brazen altar with the power and the talent that God gave to him. But God sent the fire upon the sacrifice. And I know sometimes we can speak of the fire falling as God's fiery zeal and so on. I understand. But I'm telling you, much of this is talking about the fire of God's wrath. Amen. And here, man built the altar. Man laid the sacrifice on the altar. And God sent the fire. Amen. Man built the cross. God took the Lamb of God and placed him on the cross. And God's wrath fell upon Jesus on the cross and consumed him completely and totally. Oh, how we need to thank him and give ourselves to him. Amen. Let's think about these some practical lessons for us. Christ paid a great price for our salvation. We should be thankful every day. God's grace is given to all men. 5 squared. Amen to everybody. This should lead to us evangelizing everybody, giving to missions, trying to start churches like Brother Stacy. Amen. And I suppose Brother David's still trying to get a church going up there. Amen. Oh, trying to support our missionaries. This grace isn't just for Falk. This grace is for the world. Hallelujah. God's power, amen, is to the four corners of the earth. 4 horns with blood on them. Hallelujah. The power of the blood to everybody. There's not a sinner you know that God's blood, amen, Jesus' blood is not powerful enough to save them. Amen. The cross leads to all the blessings. All the other furniture could fit within the dimensions of the altar. All the other blessings that we could enjoy come from Calvary. Hallelujah. If there's a sinner, amen, that you know that you think's too far, let me tell you, God made the cross and the brazen altar accessible. And I just want to encourage, amen, that we can be accessible too. The cross is accessible to everyone that wants to be saved. Amen. What light? The fire of God's wrath that lit the fire that burnt the sacrifice upon that brazen altar can light our fires to pray. Amen. And make us effective prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Could we all stand? And let's raise our hands and thank God for the cross here tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. I worship you, dear God. I magnify you. I glorify you. I glorify you. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, I can find you. Hallelujah. 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 Some people stumble in the details that's in the Old Testament, but God had a message in the details. God has a message in the measurements. God has a message in the numbers. And you say, Brother Lloyd, it doesn't seem like there's much going on in my life. I realize, you know, they may have said, why does it have to be 5 by 5 by 5 by 5? Why does it have to have, why's all these fives? Later on, you find out it's all about grace. Why do you, by the way, it's 3 cubits tall. Amen. I think of a couple of things on that. 3 is the number of the Godhead, the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was all involved in salvation. Let me also say, there was a cross, but 3 days later, there was a resurrection. Praise God. God had a 3 in there to let us know that there is a sacrifice, but 3 days, there's a resurrection. Praise God. You say, what's all this detail? What's all these things? Can I tell you, God's got a plan in it. Just because we don't know don't mean he doesn't. He most definitely does. We just got to do it according to the pattern. And after it's all said and done, when we look back, we say, you know what? Now, that's what it was all about. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Calvary didn't make sense. Calvary seemed like a mistake. Calvary seemed like an accident. And when Jesus was walking along with those men on the road to Emmaus, he began with Moses and the prophets. I wonder if he got to talking about that brazen altar and them 5 sacrifices and all of that. He began with Moses, the Bible says. Don't you know? Can't you see? By all of this right here, the brazen righteous wrath of God that was placed upon that ordinary wood. Can't you see the altar that was built by man and the sacrifice that was slain by man and placed upon the altar and the fire that came from heaven? Doesn't that speak something that Christ should have suffered as well? Amen. Amen. Oh, listen here tonight, church. I believe that we'll see it all, that there's a plan in everything. There's a plan in all the details. Amen. I'd like for us to come around the altar. Amen. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Let's praise him. Amen. All the other blessings that you ever received from God come from Calvary.